Ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Absolute Fitness and Nutrition off of Westheimer Parkway and Saddlespur in Katy. This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. If you missed anything from the first hour, lots of good stuff, all available, podcastarena.com. And I would also let you know that if you're just getting in your car, you're out in the area, come by 25600 Westheimer Parkway in Katy. We have all kinds of great giveaways today. Free 30-day membership that they're giving away, a weight management program. I've got a bunch of gift cards here. We got some Chick-fil-A.
Some of those are Visa gift cards, which is like basically free money.
Yeah, like we're going to give you free money if you come out here. That's all there is to it.
I see a gasoline card.
Yeah, let's see. We got
people hate free gas.
Chick-fil-A. We got just Visa, pure Visa. So you could buy anything you want.
Yeah, except drugs.
Well, it depends on the drug, I guess. Like if you were going to buy.
Except street drugs.
Yeah, you can't buy street drugs.
Usually street drug dealers, like if you try to give them.
Shell. We got Shell cards. Another one of the Visas, another Shell card. Yeah. There's like all kinds of stuff here for you guys.
Yeah.
So don't be silly. Get out here and get this stuff for free. And check the place out, man. It is an awesome place with some great people. And I think a very cool concept. I really do. I'm looking forward to getting out here and getting a workout in myself. All right, let's blast through the NFL real quick for the game Sunday. And we will start off in Chicago where your Bears are 7-point favorites against the 49ers. This is a game that doesn't really interest me at all in terms of the line, but I think the Bears are playing better football. They're one of those teams that's kind of hanging around on the fringe of the wild card race. And if they get a win and get to 500, they're still in it.
You know, I wanted to play the 49ers yesterday, and then the more I looked at their home road splits, it's really terrible.
Yeah.
I want to
plus you're getting that negative body clock.
Yeah, I want to buy low, sell high because that's what I've done all year. It's probably going to end up being a no play for me, but if I had to make a play, I still think I'd play the 49ers. But I'm with you. It's just not a game that interests me.
And it's on a perfect number as far as I'm concerned. And if it were to get down to 6.5, I'd probably jump on the Bears.
It was almost 8. It was 7.5, 8 yesterday. It was 7.5 at like minus 150 or 120.
If it keeps moving down, I probably would take the Bears. Browns plus 9 at home against the Bengals, who are 9-point favorites on the road for the first time in the history of their franchise. At least according to RJ, in terms of since they've been keeping those numbers. I think the Bengals win. That's too many points for me to mess with.
How much do you trust Austin Davis is what it boils down to. And
I trust him.
Don't.
I trust him more than Sir Jonathan.
That's true. But, I mean, you don't have to well, at least now you don't have to take that into account. Again, it's a game that I don't really want much to do with. But 9 points seems like too much for a road team in a divisional game.
Yeah, and it's almost a double-digit division.
And I'm not sold that the Bengals are like this really great team yet.
No,
either.
I mean, same team got
housed. They lost to the Texans.
Exactly. Exactly. They scored a whopping 6 points against the Texans. Titans, Jaguars, minus 2.5, Tennessee in Tennessee. I think I might take Jaguar here.
What's that number again? What are you seeing?
I'm seeing 2.5. I'm going to keep an eye on that. If it gets to 3, I'll take Jaguar.
Yeah, I'm probably with you on Jag.
Your Texans, plus 3 at the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo, one of my favorite plays of the week. This is what I've been saying, buy low, sell high. And the Bills are low right now. The Texans are high. I do think these teams are close to even and the home field advantage, but I just feel like the Texans have won 4 games in a row. Are they really the kind of team that's going to run off 5-6 games in a row?
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. I don't know what to make of them. I think if they play the way they have the last couple weeks, they can go in there and win. But I think it comes down to which team makes fewer mistakes because that's been one thing the Bills have gotten stupid penalties at inopportune times. If they avoid that,
they're a horribly undisciplined team. They really are.
And I think if they can avoid doing that kind of stuff, I think they win the football game. And we'll talk more about this one a little bit later, but I don't know that I'm – I'm disagreeing with you on that. Dolphins minus 3.5 hosting the Ravens. I kind of like the Ravens here.
I love the Ravens here. The Dolphins are terrible. The Dolphins are terrible. B, I'm with you. I don't think they're even trying to be good anymore. The Ravens are, I mean, that's a proud team. They've got a bunch of veterans on that team. They're not trying to go out there and get embarrassed.
And I think the Ravens' mindset, even with Matt Schaub at quarterback, is, hey, we're 4-7, and we're better than this. We can keep winning.
Right.
And who knows what's going to happen in the AFC.
The Dolphins don't even care
now. They're just like, we're 4-7. We suck. We're out of here.
And listen, as much as I as a player, I love Ndamukong. The guy who you know when, and he's done that in Detroit too. When the season ends, when he knows that they're not playing for anything, the effort stops.
Right.
And he's literally the only maybe one of two or three guys on that team that I want anything to do with. And I know he's not going to be playing hard. I like the Ravens here.
Vikings plus 2 at home against the Seahawks. I'd like to see this get to plus 3, and I would pounce on the Vikings. But at that number, I'm still not ready to jump on it yet.
I'm with you. I'd like 3. As it stands right now, if I had to make a bet, I probably would bet the Seahawks, but it's not a play I'm interested in making. I'm not sure what the Seahawks really are right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in the business of giving points with the Seahawks on the road against a pretty decent team.
Right. But we've also seen, we talked about this earlier in the week, or maybe last week, Minnesota's resume is not fantastic. They're about to play the second best team they've played all season long.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it's a wake up call or if Minnesota's legit.
I think Minnesota's good. I don't know how legit they are, but I think they're a good team. And I'm still not sold on these Seahawks, especially with a noon game.
I think Minnesota's going to have to throw the ball down the field because that's where we've seen the Seahawks defense be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And if Minnesota just wants to throw Adrian Peterson out there and run him 30 times, I think Seattle is more prepared for that than any other team in the league. I think Seattle's beatable right now through the air, and I don't know if Minnesota's willing to change up what they've been doing.
Well, I think the thing is, though, that is kind of underrated. I think Minnesota's defense is pretty good.
They are very good.
And I think
they're very good.
And I think they're going to give the Seahawks offense a lot of trouble. Arizona minus 5 at St. Louis. I just can't. Early in the year, I would have been all over the Rams in this situation. There's no way. And I don't want to give points on the road in a division game either, so I'll be passing on this.
I don't either. This is similar to the Cincinnati-Cleveland game. Arizona should be favored, but I don't – I mean, that's too much for me.
Yeah.
The Rams are a sort of a Jekyll and Hyde team where some weeks they show up and they look like they actually belong, and then other weeks they – I mean, Nick Foles is a disaster, and they don't even look like they should be on the field. So as it stands, I'll leave it alone. Forced to play – I would be on Arizona, who I still think is the best team in the NFC.
I tend to agree. Buccaneers plus 1 at home against the fading Falcons.
I think you have to take the Buccaneers here. What the Falcons do get back is Devontae Freeman, who is a big impact guy for them. But the Falcons, especially the Falcons on the road, there's not much good to say about them. Yeah. And that's a team that every bit of success they had was early in the season. And the wheels fell off that team. And if you're really backing the Falcons right now, I don't know what to tell you. I think you're making a mistake. I think that Matt Ryan is sort of lost his mojo. And Jameis Winston may be seeming to find some of his. I like the Bucs in that game.
Giants plus 1.5 against the Jets. Technically they're at home, but aren't they both?
Blow the whistle for me, Jones. Give me the Giants in this one. Another buy low, sell high thing. No Darrell Revis. Without him, the Jets secondary is a disaster. They've got young guys and beat up guys, and Eli Manning has Odell Beckham. And somebody either young or beat up is going to have to stand across the line from Odell Beckham, and Odell Beckham's going to eat some heads. I don't know if the Jets have the firepower to keep up with that all day long.
I'm kind of with you on that. Chargers plus 3.5 home against the Broncos.
God, that number keeps going down. I liked it at 4.5. I guess I still have to like it at 3.5. I like the Chargers there. That's a buy low, sell high. The Broncos coming off their best win of the season against the Patriots.
They're going to bounce to the moon here. I like the Chargers. I even like the Chargers maybe to win the game.
I think so, too.
Here's another one. I like the Raiders getting 3 at home against the Chiefs. I know the Chiefs have been hot, but that's always a tough rivalry game. And essentially you're telling me the Chiefs are 6 points better than the Ravens. I mean the Raiders. I like the Raiders here plus 3.
I think I'm with you on that. The Chiefs are good. I'm not going to deny
that. No, they are.
They're good.
And
And especially defensively, they're good. And I guess it depends on how are they going to handle Derek Carr, because he is the cornerstone of that offense. They don't rely much on the run game. It's the Derek Carr, Amari Cooper show. And if they can find a way to slow down Derek Carr and really get a good pass rush on him, they can maybe stop him. But from what I'm hearing, Justin Houston isn't going to play. That makes me feel good about the Raiders getting points.
All right, Patriots -9 at home against the Eagles. I'm more interested in the over 49, which I think the Patriots may do by themselves.
Yeah, who knows what the points. Patriots are, because we don't know if Amendola's playing.
Well, I know what the Eagles are. They're dog bleep.
The Eagles are a disaster, but in my buy low, sell high world, that doesn't apply, because the Patriots are finally coming off of a loss.
Yeah,
I can't. I'm not giving that many points with the Patriots.
No, it's
but pointless. I'm not betting against them either with the Eagles. That Eagles team is a mess. Oh. Who knows who's going to be quarterbacking? Yeah. That team is just a clown show.
Saints +7 at home against the Panthers, and while I think the Panthers are clearly the better team,
I like the Saints.
I'll take the Saints +7, and I'll feel pretty good about it.
And I know I'm still saying that buy low, sell high, but that's another situation where the Saints the Saints are bad. But a touchdown is a lot at home in a divisional game.
Yeah, it is. And I think the Panthers are due for a little bit of a letdown. I still think they win the game.
The Saints have to figure out a way to run the ball, though.
Yeah.
Because
they got behind last week and never did it, and they were running it effectively at times when they did run, but then they just totally abandoned it. Steelers -7 at home against the Colts. Not one I'd play, but if you'd stuck a gun to my head, I'd take the Colts getting 7.
I think I would too.
I'd Steelers win the game, but that's too many points for me.
Yeah, listen, I think
this be like 4 or 5.
These are teams that are both fighting for the same spots.
Yeah.
You know, let's not forget that the Steelers are, they're dangling around in that wild card race. They're not running away with anything. And the Colts have won 3 games in a row.
Yeah,
that's a lot of points, man. I like the Colts with that number.
And Redskins -4 at home against Cowboy.
I want to bet the Cowboys.
It's
the Redskins are good at home, and I mean the Cowboys just they couldn't move the ball last week with Tony Romo. They're a mess. It's almost unfathomable to me that you have an offensive line that's that good, and you are still just completely inept offensively.
Yeah, and I mean they've had a lot of close losses, but I can't touch that game. But by Monday, I'll have something I want to play, because you know how it goes. All right, there you go. That's the NFL. We'll talk a little music when we come back. I think that's we need to. I want to get into that just a little bit more, because I'm with you. It kind of hit me a little bit too last night, because even though it's like
Rottweiler says STP had one great album and then had 1 to 2 songs on each album worth a damn. Man, I disagree. I could listen to every one of Stone Temple Pilots' albums all the way through, and I could listen to Scott Weiland's solo stuff. I listen to Velvet Revolver. I listen to that Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts. I love everything that guy's done, and he's a dumb junkie, but that guy is a talent. A talent, I tell you.
Was it dumb?
Was he? Well, and was a talent.
Yeah.
But,
The beauty of it is the talent's still there. You can listen to it all
it's
the
all,
time.
It's all on vinyl.
But the junkie is no longer there.
So. No.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 975.
And we are back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. All right, I need somebody who's a Gmail expert to fix something for me.
What do you need?
Well, somehow...
I use Gmail.
My email's from Jong. This happened the other day. They started going into the social thing on my deal and not primary. And right. I thought I fixed it, and now they're all going back into social. So I'm not seeing them. Because he was just asking about why we didn't give our NFL picks, which we're going to do at 6 o'clock when we do college.
It should be right there where it says filter messages like this. You see that?
No. So that's under – okay.
You click that little arrow right there, it should be a way to fix it.
All right. I'm gonna try that, because it's really throwing me off my game here.
Or you can have it move to a different box. And then once you move one, it should move all of them going forward. But –
Well, but I'm clicking on this, and it's not really showing me what to do. I'm going to have to work on it on the break.
So I'm not going to self-incriminate, but there was a bunch of beer released on Black Friday.
Yes.
And we'll call a guy my friend who, and this kind of plays into our gun conversation, is selling some of the beer that he bought.
Right.
And aftermarket, this beer is going for $200, $250 a bottle, which is, I get it. It's pretty ridiculous, and there, you know, but there are people who are paying that. So my friend, who was had made an agreement to sell a bottle to this guy, the guy says, "Hey, I'll trade you a pistol for two bottles. The pistol's worth $600," he says. And I'm like, that just goes back to how easy it is to get a gun. Like, you could trade two bottles of beer to a stranger on the internet and get a gun. That's insane, isn't it?
Is it a nice gun?
I don't know.
No, okay. I didn't want to get too much into that the other day until we got more details. But, yeah, it's – I mean, honestly, it's – and I don't know how much more laws are going to fix that. I really don't. But, you know, oh, well. 713-780-ESPN. And that story just keeps getting worse and worse from out there. And as the details come out, I'll have more to say on it when we find out exactly what the hell was going on there. 713-780-ESPN. A couple of things that we hadn't had a chance to get to that just from college football. Apparently, reportedly, there were conversations between Jimbo Fisher and LSU, or at least intermediaries, as it were. And the bottom line is LSU really couldn't afford to do it. It would have been $15 million to buy out Miles and his assistants and the buyout for Fisher at Florida State. It would have cost him $30 million to change coaches.
So was Fisher interested?
Yes.
Mm.
So well, it makes sense because he was quiet about it all week until they said Miles was staying.
How's that make you feel as a Florida State guy?
He won you a national championship.
I guess that's true. But, man, I think Florida State and LSU are I think I'd rather be at LSU, but I think you could argue that those are that'd be a lateral move.
Maybe.
I mean, but, yeah, I see. Listen, I said all along I think LSU is – and I still think – I think Les Miles is a better coach than Jimbo Fisher. Like, if you gave me a brand-new program and said you can have one of these coaches, I would take Les Miles over Jimbo Fisher. I think it didn't make financial sense for LSU. It didn't make sense for LSU either. So I think LSU fans and really I think LSU in general, the program is going to be happy that they didn't make that move.
Well, I think DJ solved this for me. He just told me to go to inbox setting and turn off all those dumb sub-inboxes, which I did. So hopefully that will work. I knew the listeners would know what to do. Thank you, DJ. 713-780-ESPN. I think this is one of those, and maybe somebody – maybe Georgia needed an intervention too, where somebody needs to just kind of say, wait a minute, look at where you are, look at who you have. You need to tweak the staff a little bit with Les Miles. You don't need to replace Les Miles. I'm not so sure Jimbo Fisher is going to do any better at LSU than Les Miles did.
Agreed.
And I don't know that Kirby Smart is an upgrade over Mark Richt because I don't know what he is. I really don't.
There's zero – you've never seen Kirby Smart without Nick Saban.
Yeah.
You know, and Nick Saban, we all know, is the best. You know, there's no denying that. But we've all seen how Bill Belichick's assistant coaches have worked out in other places. And sometimes they're the best – Kirby Smart's the best defensive coordinator because he's there with Nick Saban, who, by the way, pretty good defensive coach himself.
Well,
right?
And that's – you know, that's what would concern me. And I know this guy's had a great reputation for a long time, and I guess this is the job he's been waiting on because he's pretty much turned down everybody else.
Well, isn't he an alum?
Yeah, he's an alum.
So, listen, it makes sense for everybody. I get it. But you don't know. You don't know if it's going to work.
No, and I guess we'll see. And I guess Mark D'Antonio was a Saban assistant at Michigan State. I don't know that that counts. I think it's the guys who have been there with him at Alabama that you would, and I mean, they just haven't done much. So
yeah.
I'd be a little concerned. I don't know that it's quite to the Belichickian level, and he may be great. I mean, the guy may turn out to be the best head coach over there. Maybe he may be the reason Alabama is as good as it is. I don't really think that's the case though. And I I get you with the program, you get to a certain point, oh, we haven't won the big one in a long time, but I just don't know that you're going to do better than Mark Richt. I don't think you were going to do better than Les Miles. And Jimbo Fisher would just be different. I mean, it wouldn't be – I don't know that it would be one where you'd say, oh, yeah, this is a much better move. No, it's just a different coach who happened to get a quarterback who was pretty damn transcendent for a year.
And which LSU has never had, by the way.
No, no. And now maybe that's it. Maybe he goes and recruits the next Jameis Winston. But I think
– And he's had a few quarterbacks. I mean, he's had a bunch of first-round picks at quarterback, and I can see that appeal. Maybe LSU thinks they get him in there, and suddenly they've got the next big thing at quarterback. But I don't know if it's that simple.
Yeah, I think it's I think LSU, like Texas, needs to reexamine what it's doing on offense. And I know Les was saying, well, when you've got Leonard Fournette, you don't want to change from giving the ball to Leonard Fournette all the time. And no, you don't, but you need to diversify.
Yeah, but you know what? There was a while where having Leonard Fournette and nothing else was working, and then it stopped working. It would have been nice to have a quarterback who could throw the ball to fall back on, right?
Yeah.
They didn't have that.
Texas says, an LSU fan, that's pretty much all we wanted was something different. Well, different.
Careful what you wish for,
different,
my man.
Different is not always better. Sometimes it is.
Careful what you wish for.
And there's a fine line between making a decision based on, all right, we want something different and we might can get better versus we just want something different. And I think when you've had a prolonged success like Miles has had, it's hard to duplicate that. It's hard to replace that. And I think, and same thing with Mark Richt. There's no guarantees. And I understand the challenge. You want to get to that national championship level, but, man, that's asking a lot.
Yep.
You just – where you are is pretty damn good, and sometimes you need to just recognize that. Well, I'll tell you what, where we are in Houston, Texas is pretty damn good because we have Whitmire's, just the greatest distillery, Houston-owned, right here in Harris County, Houston County, Harris County's first legal distillery. And if you haven't tried the Whitmire's products, I'm telling you, you are missing out. They're all fantastic. And you know the best way to do it? Go schedule a tour of the distillery. And they've got the Texas whiskey. They've got the Texas peach. They've got the moonshine. They've got the sassafras gin. And, of course, Space City vodka, which is just fantastic. All of it is available right there at the distillery. You can buy bottles there. If you take the tour, you can try everything. And they've also got some special releases that are only available if you do the tours. Every Saturday, 2 and 4 o'clock, all you have to do to book it is go on the website and click on schedule tour of our distillery, and they're going to take care of you. These guys make great, great products. And if you want to buy them somewhere else, you certainly can do that too. They've got on the website, they've got a locator. You just punch in your zip code, and it'll tell you where you can buy them. And if you haven't tried the Space City Vodka and you're a vodka fan, you've got to. And these guys, I'm telling you, they make everything with care. Travis Whitmire, who is the mastermind behind all these great flavors, is fantastic at this, and they have put together some of the best alcohol that I've ever had. And you guys know me. I've had a lot of alcohol. So go check them out. Go to Whitmire's.com, and you know what? If you want to have that holiday party, it's not too late to book one there. If you've got a bachelor party or something like that coming up, do it at Whitmire's. Go by. They love it when the Blitzers take the tours. Their tours are always full of Blitzers, so you'll run into some other guys out there. Check them out, Whitmire's.com. That's Whitmire's Distilling, Houston, Texas.
ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. And just tweeted out a link to the story the Kansas City Star wrote on their on the World Series book that we all produced.
Nice.
It's now available. And I did want to let everybody know that with that and with our gambling book, at some point tonight we're going to have it set up where you can do a gift card, basically, where you can go on and buy it for someone as a gift, either one. And it'll be a virtual gift card, and it'll give them a code that allows them to download it. So if you got a friend who's into sports betting that wants to get a listen to what we had to say, you can buy it for him. If you got a friend who's a Royals fan, it'd make a great, great Christmas present. So very excited about that. As far as you want to go to the Kansas City Stars website, which is kansascity.com, to find out about theirs, but I sent out a link that has all the information, or you can just check my Twitter, either way. Or you can drop by out here at Absolute Fitness and Nutrition, 25600 Westheimer Parkway, And we still got a few giveaways, so come on out and be a part of that. So this is where we usually have a RJ Bell, and we're just waiting to connect with RJ, apparently. He's out there somewhere. Out there in Vegas doing his Vegas thing.
Oh, probably passed out somewhere.
Yeah.
No, he's not really a big partier.
No, he's not. If you live out there, it's hard to – I think it'd be hard to be a partier and live out there for a long time.
He's got his bleep together.
Yeah, he is. He's a pretty sharp dude. And I got two more friends moving to Vegas, so it's going to be interesting. Yeah, well
– What's funny, I have a friend that moved to Vegas, and he's the guy – I've told you about him before – when we were out there that one time, and he and I shared a hotel room when I went out separate from you guys when I went out for Andrew's fight.
Yeah.
And he's the guy who I woke up at like 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning. He's on the phone with his mom, and he's crying and saying he was going to check himself into the hospital. He thought he was going to die. Like, we were partying.
What did you do to him?
He was partying hard. And now he lives in Vegas, and he stopped drinking. No drinking, no drugs. He's all clean. And I'm like, well, I guess maybe that's what happens when you move out there. You realize that if you don't get it together, you're going to die.
Well,
he didn't want to have to call his mom every night and say he thinks he's dying and needs to check himself into the hospital.
Mom's probably like, dude, either get one way or the other, either die or don't.
Yeah.
But quit calling
Make
me.
Make a choice.
Yeah, exactly. But, a lot of people know Gina Rotolo's, formerly the Horse Babe, who used to come on our show and has been at BBVA. Well, she's got a nice big job at the new arena there. So she's moving
awesome.
To Vegas, and so's Jason Price, who's going to do time back and forth there. But going to miss them. They are probably two of my favorite people on the planet. But if they're going to move somewhere, I'm okay with them living in Vegas. Because they're so busy. We only see them about 5-6 times a year anyway. And you and I are out there about 5 or 6 times a year. So as far as I'm concerned, it'll be a net even, I'm sure. But no, they're going to be missed, man. She's had a huge impact in this city on a lot of stuff, from the Rockets to Sam Houston Race Park to BBVA and the Dynamo and things like that. And Price, same thing in the music business here in this city. So I'm going to miss the hell out of them, but just great opportunity. Can't pass on something like that.
Hard to beat, man.
And we're having their going away party tomorrow, so I will probably Sunday morning be completely hungover.
Okay,
I'm predicting that now.
Don't do heroin.
I will not do heroin.
Okay. It kills people, man.
I won't do anything other than...
It kills talented people. Imagine what it would do to you.
Well, exactly. No, it wouldn't kill me because I'm not talented. See, that's... I know how it works. I'll behave semi-responsibly.
Yeah.
There will be no heroin involved. So I'm guessing we're still not having RJ, which I don't know what we're going to do, because this kind of sucks if we only get like 2 minutes left in the segment, and then we get RJ.
I'll talk to him at the next segment.
Yeah, I think that's what we'll do. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. Lamont said, not understanding this logic, I'm hearing of wanting the Colts to win that Dalotti just said. I think in a convoluted way, if the Steelers lose, then it helps the Texans in the wild card race, but it's going to hurt them just as much if they lose the Bills. So, you can make that case, but
I don't think it matters. I think the Texans need to worry about the Texans. Cheering for or against the Colts in this game doesn't really matter because you're competing against both those teams.
Yeah, you need to just win your game.
Yeah.
And not worry about that.
Like last week. Nobody was really – it was weird because previously people were starting to worry about the Colts, like, you know, if the Colts were going to win or lose. I feel like last week nobody cared about the Colts. And the Colts won, but it didn't matter because the Texans won. So as long as the Texans keep winning, it doesn't matter what the Colts do.
Well, and I think this game...
At least right now.
This game's important to them, but not as important as the 1 in 2 weeks. But if you lose this and the Patriots and the Colts keep winning, the 1 in 2 weeks isn't going to mean anything either. Because I'm already counting the Patriots as a loss.
Yeah, I do think this game is very important for the Texans, and I think that Colts game is very important. And the Colts game would get them a split. Although, like I said, we've talked about this a lot. The Texans have never won in Indianapolis. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know if this is the year. But they've had way better teams go through there and lose.
Against way worse teams. But,
yeah.
But I'm a firm believer that at some point, well, we saw the Lions streak at Green
Bay. Always happens eventually.
Yeah. If they keep playing like they're playing, then I think they'll have a chance. But Sunday's game to me for the Texans is huge. If they don't get out of there with a victory, then it really doesn't matter, because well, what Dilotti was saying in reverse, you've hurt yourself against both those teams if you lose. One of them is going to pick up a game on you, and the other one is still going to be tied with you. So I think it's I think most important thing is just they need to win and quit worrying about the other teams until it's not going to make a difference until you get to that game against the Colts, and then you want to see where you are. By then, you might be out of it. You might be in complete control of it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, heck, I guess we're just going to have to go to break, and maybe we'll have
RJ.
You got
stiffed?
I'm a little disappointed in that.
That was me blowing my brains out.
Oh, okay.
Disappointment.
Well.
Not really, because then I'd be dead and you wouldn't hear me talking.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break, and if we can get RJ next segment, we'll do it. If we can't, we'll do Gem of the Day. And still got a lot more to get to. Still got a little more than an hour left, so come on out here to Absolute Fitness and Nutrition, 25600 Westheimer Parkway. Come check us out. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Meet Santa, the U.S. Marines, and the ESPN 97 Road Crew Saturday at Neighbors Emergency Center. We're going to Pearland location on Broadway from 2 until 4. Get your picture taken with Santa and drop off unwrapped, unopened toys for the Toys for Tots toy drive. Make sure to enter to win an autographed Dwight Howard jersey while you're there.
Ooh.
Help us bring joy to all Houston kids this year.
Tots.
I edited that.
All the tots.
Well, you know what? We'd do better off selling a signed R.J. Bell's jersey than we would a Dwight Howard jersey.
R.J. Bell, less of a crybaby than Dwight Howard.
That's true. What's going on, RJ?
Although RJ giving Dwight Howard effort today, showing up when he feels like it.
Well, first off, let's get a few things straight. One, I was here as normal, exactly the right time. Jong said, oh, we changed studios, and this button was wrong, and that button was wrong. Love Jong, but let's put blame where blame deserves.
That's my fault.
Number two, I had a best bet of the year, and it's off the board now. 15 minutes, it's gone.
I don't blame you.
We've been in the studio for a month.
Yeah, John, what is going on?
What the hell?
I mean, come on, man.
But because I love Houston. I've been on for so many years. I stuck around.
Well, I appreciate you coming back to us, my man. Appreciate it very much.
But speaking of being a crybaby, I can't lie. Is I had the Browns laying 2.5 on Monday night. So, obviously, kicking the field goal to cover for me. A little tear welled up in that one.
You know, there's been a lot of bad beats lately. I know a lot of people were crying about the Justin Tucker not taking the extra point at the end of that game. And then last night, boy, that's a moose for the under. And maybe if you had the Packers or the Lions, that's a tough call one way or the under. But the under, that's a definite moose, in my opinion, for that touchdown to go down at the end of that game.
Wait a minute. The Lions were winning the entire game. They dominated that game. And you had them at +3, let's say. You don't think that's a bad beat?
RJ, I had them at +3.
And I'm saying give yourself credit. That was a horrible beat.
I feel worse about losing the under than the +3, though, because the Lions suck. The Lions are going to lose you game. If you bet on the Lions long term, you're going to lose.
Yeah, maybe you're right about that. But let me say this. Is when the play before the face mask, at that point, what kind of odds would I had to have given you to take the Packers to win the game?
25-1.
Oh, really? 20? How many Hail? I mean, I think once it got to the Hail Mary, it was at least 25-1 at that point, right?
Well, if you had any other quarterback, it'd be 40-1.
Yeah, I mean, tough beat. I think it was a tough one.
How much did that affect Vegas? Because I'm assuming majority of the money was on the Packers there.
You know, actually, no. And,
oh, really?
And here's the thing. About 87% of the bets were on the Packers. So you might think, well, okay, must be, you know, most of the money. No, the professionals were heavy, and I mean heavy, on the lines. I mean, huge. If they bet that thing, I mean, it opened up above 3, and then on game day yesterday, huge money on Detroit brought it down to 2.5. It is not easy to move an NFL game off of 3. So it ended up, the books I talked to, is for them, it was a wash. So a lot of individual bettors had a big swing, but the books themselves, the money was pretty even.
A quick question on college football, because looking at the odds in the Vegas rankings, so am I right to assume Alabama would be favored over every team in this in these potential matchups?
Yeah, it wouldn't even be close, actually. Local book here in town, CG Technology, they take the biggest bets of anyone in Vegas. And remember, the bigger bets a book will take, the more you got to respect their number. Because if I told you, hey, let's have a free throw shooting contest, I'll bet you $10. Okay, you might think I'm fairly confident. But if I say I'll bet you $1 million, you better believe I'm pretty confident about my free throws. These guys take big bets. Here's the numbers right now. You can actually bet them, the potential matchups. Alabama 2.5 over Oklahoma. Alabama 4 over Clemson. Alabama 9 over Michigan State. Alabama 14 over Iowa. 14 over Iowa.
Oof. And I'd
take
Alabama. I would too. RJ, you know, we've talked a lot this season about the Texans and their pace of play. And the Texans have been up amongst the leaders all season long, the most plays being run per game. But that's changed all of a sudden. What do you think has changed, and why has it changed? And obviously it's been effective, but how does that affect the way Vegas is looking at the Texans?
It's an eye-popping change, because they were I think it was after week 7, they, at that point, 7 weeks of action, the fastest team in the NFL regarding pace. And last week, they had the slowest pace in the NFL. I'm not even sure I can comprehend how a team can go from the fastest to the slowest. It doesn't really change, though, if you look at the offense on a yards per play basis. And that's the thing, is if you play very fast, then you're going to have more yards just in the pure counting stats sense. Because imagine if you run 100 plays, you know, over a certain period of time versus 70, well, you got 30 more plays to gain yards. But if you look at Houston on a yards per play basis, every time they pass the ball, they're 30th in yards gained per pass. Every time they run the ball, they're 31st. So really, if you just smooth out all the elements of pace, they are the worst offense in the NFL. And if you look at the slower pace, I think it's the lower the repetition. And it makes a ton of sense, right? Is if you, let's say that we were playing pool, and let's say one of you guys was better than me at pool, if we played a best of three, I'd have a lot better chance as the underdog of beating you than if we played a best of 22 or best of 111 or whatever.
Right.
So if you have an inferior offense, which Houston does based on the stats, slow the game down and let it be where you don't have to perform as many repetitions. And obviously on the defensive side, it's not just the counting stats regarding having to defend less plays with a slower pace. But this team not being fatigued, obviously they're playing much better on the defensive side.
I'm kind of intrigued by this Chiefs-Raiders game, because the Chiefs early in the season were struggling a little bit, but they also were playing a pretty tough schedule, and they've been money here the last few weeks. Raiders getting points at home. What do you got on that game?
So real quick, just backing up for 10 seconds, Houston being +3 against the Bills, as we always talk about, 3 points is the typical home field in the NFL. Really, the Vegas market is saying Houston's the equal team to Buffalo. And Buffalo's a team that's gotten a lot of respect this year. So I most certainly Houston has been upgraded in the minds of the Vegas market a good bit over the last 3, 4, 5 weeks. So that's encouraging for the fans. I like the Raiders. I've bet the Raiders +3. I think you have two teams that have done some good things this year, but one is just so much more front and center than the other. Kansas City has covered 5 straight games. And remember, that's not just an abstraction. That is people betting and winning money on Kansas City. Imagine if you bet them 5 straight. You think you're going to bet them this week? Probably, right? So that's the obvious case with the Chiefs. And by the way, in those 5 games, they've covered the spread on average per game by over 17 points per game. By definition, the Vegas spread is expectation, and somehow they've beaten expectation by 17 points a game. That's outstanding. You look at Oakland, this is a team that is the second biggest upgrade from the preseason rankings of any team. They've been upgraded by 5.5 points in our rankings, and only Carolina has been upgraded more. But they've lost a lot of tough games. They lost that Pittsburgh game. They've lost some other games. So their record doesn't show their improvement as much. And I think that's one of the reasons Raiders plus three at home offers real value. And I do think there's one more element to consider is Kansas City plays conservative, slower games. So if you're getting the full three at home, it offers extra value. And if you just look at the last 20 games Kansas City has played in division when they've been favored, 5-15 against the spread. And you'll see that typically with a team that's not offensively powerful, that laying points just isn't for them. You'd much rather be taking four, let's say, with Kansas City than laying three.
My favorite game of the week, my favorite play of the week was the Giants until I read all your notes. And then your notes made me feel terrible about betting the Giants. I do like the Giants without Darrell Revis on the field for the Jets. But, I mean, you've got a lot of numbers here that say I'm a dummy for liking this game.
You know, I have the Jets as one of my three best bets of the week. And here's why. Let me ask you this. I mean, and again, I very much respect you guys as handicapping. And we talked about it last week at dinner. I see you approach this very seriously, even more so than I understood just from doing our segment. Is how did you account for the quote-unquote home field with the Giants?
I didn't. It's more like a point and a half or a point in that game because there's just really not much of a difference. You're not traveling. You're not in a strange place, a strange locker room. I mean the home field advantage, it doesn't account for much, but it's more of a buy low on the Giants for me. I feel like the Giants are better than their record says, and I feel like Odell Beckham.
Better than their record says.
Yeah.
Well, let's dig into that.
Okay.
So I agree with you, first of all. Home field here is modest. And let's quickly kind of talk about the components of home field. There's travel. Well, Jets don't have to travel. There's being unfamiliar with where you're staying, physically sleeping. Well, obviously, they're sleeping at home. That's good. The playing field, being unfamiliar with that, well, they know this field. Lastly, the fourth element of home field is the crowd being against you or for you. In this case, remember now, the Giants will have the ticketing,
right?
So that will be a Giants crowd, but probably not as much as a typical game, because you got a lot of Jets fans that are going to be, you know, on the amongst the non-hardcore. The split between Giants and Jets will be closer than a typical Giants opponent. But here's why I think the Giants are overrated. Yardage differential, it's such a great stat. How many yards has the Giants gained? How many yards has the opponents gained? Because in the long run, you can't beat teams if you get outgained. I mean, how do you beat them? Oh, I'm going to get a kickoff return. I'm going to get a fumble return. Well, it doesn't happen all that much. The Giants have been outgained by over 700 yards. That's number 31 in the NFL. Only the 49ers have been outgained more than the Giants. How have they kept a decent record? Turnovers. They're plus 9 in turnovers. That's the third best in the NFL. Turnovers even out in the long run. Fumbles bounce a certain way. Tip passes, interceptions that are dropped. Yeah, you can say Brady's going to throw less interceptions than an average quarterback, but for the most part, there's a huge amount of regression to the mean when it comes to turnovers. So I think in that case, Giants are overrated because they've done so well with the turnovers, and I think the Jets are underrated because of the injuries. They've had a lot of injuries, offensive line, and the running back, other things, that people don't account for those non-big-name injuries, and the Jets have gotten much healthier. We saw a good performance last week, and I expect that to continue. Don't forget, after the Jets played the Patriots, even though the Patriots won that game, there was a real sense that it's like, man, this Jets team, they're tough. They're pretty good. Then they had a couple of bad games. A lot of that was driven by injury. I think the Jets are clearly the better team.
Ah, I think the Jets without Darrell Revis, you're missing your best player. And Odell Beckham is standing across that line, and he's salivating.
Now, listen, Revis is certainly – there's value above replacement for sure. Revis over a replacement. But I'll tell you this. If you talk to the X's and O's guys, and I know you guys do from a coaching side and a, you know, media side too sometimes, Revis, the drop-off has been substantial this year. So the idea that he's a good corner, absolutely. The idea he's one of the best corners in the league, I know a lot of Vegas guys that do not believe that anymore.
Now, DeAndre Hopkins sure made him look bad a couple times when we're down here. RJ, great stuff, man. We appreciate you sticking with us while we screwed up on our end. And,
no, not while we screwed up, while Jong screwed up.
Yeah, listen, don't hold it against Jong. That's all I ask of you guys.
No, Jong will be lucky to be here next time you call, RJ.
Well, just make sure whoever dials up knows how to do it.
Yeah, hopefully so. We've got to train guys. These guys better.
All right, we'll see you, RJ. You know what? We should steal his mouse.
Yeah,
that's what we should do.
Good call.
All right, what was that, Jong? Oh, okay. Yeah, guys, I got to tell you about our good friends at Tupelo's, where we will be on Monday night for the Monday night game. And tell you what, man, great place to hang out, watch your sports, 2907 Rayford Road. And with the holidays coming, you want to book a party, there's a great place to do it. You just want to get away from the family for a night, there's not a better place to go. If you want to take the family with you, you can do that. And they got all kinds of cool things that they're doing right now. They've got the Toys for Tots Drive going on through December 22nd. If you stop by and donate an unopened, unwrapped toy for a deserving boy or girl this season, just for donating, they're going to give you a $5 off coupon. And they've got great drink specials and everything else all the time anyway. So drop in there. So many TVs, no matter where you're sitting, you're going to get a great view of whatever game you want to watch. You want to watch college football tomorrow, that's your place to go. You want to watch the NFL on Sunday. Better yet, you want to watch Monday Night Football, come out and see us. We'll be there. Chip and the guys do a terrific job. We've got a great menu, a great beer selection. It's the kind of place you can make your home away from home. That's Tupelo's Sports Bar and Grill. Check them out at Tupelo's.com. 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. Tupelo's, Tupelo's.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.